91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford! We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
He let her down, he broke her heart, that's the word out on the street. She wants to be alone, she needs a shoulder to cry on. You don't know what to believe. All I know is in my dreams she wants me.
jumbo do the tailpipe drag.
out to LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio.
We out here, live free or die radio.
And shout out to my man Uncle Sam at LFOD Radio.
You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, live free or die. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and tonight we will be joined by DJ Y-Sham. She's the DJ for Brandy Blaze, Queen Doll, and she's heavily active both within her existing community and in building new ones around her. I am joined tonight by Amanda Shea.
Yo, yo.
And A-Ball.
What is happening, my man?
What's up with you?
Not too much. Not too much.
Have a couple donuts today?
I did. I had a lot of donuts. Too many. I was getting like seasick on the bus ride over. You know those buses, they be rocking.
You take the one bus, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but too many. Yeah, Cane's donuts. Shout out. They're so delicious. You will eat them till you feel sick.
Nice.
And I swear to God, that's their slogan.
Is it?
No.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I'm still a doughboy guy, but Cane's is decent. Maybe we can have a donut battle.
Yeah. This is all new to me, man. I'm like a Dunkin' Donuts till I die kind of guy.
Gotta step it up.
Yeah, I really do.
No.
They even dropped the donut from the name.
Yeah, no, it's just Dunkin'.
Yeah.
It's no shame. Dunkin'. Like, when I need one, I can't get to Cane's. Yeah, but
yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts donuts.
I guess, I've never, like I've heard of Union Square Donuts, and...
Those are good.
Those are bomb. Yeah,
and I feel like...
And they collab with local artists.
Okay, that's cool. Very cool. But, like, yeah, I've always, like, heard about these kinds of donuts, and I don't know where to find them, so I'm just like, but there's a Dunkin' Donuts, because, you know,
yeah.
It's Dunkin'. They're everywhere.
You're growing up, you're seeing the world.
Yeah. Exploring new places.
Beautiful. Like,
I'm an explorer, really, at heart.
You are.
You think so?
Dude, you went to New Mexico over the summer.
Yeah, that's true. I was like hiking places without a map. I was just like, screw it. Like,
yeah.
It'll be fun. I won't get lost and starve. Like,
that's the confidence you need.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Amanda?
I was just sitting here and I was listening and I'm like, I have, last week was like a blur. Like, I can't remember.
I get that.
Is that weird? Like, I'm just like, I don't recall.
I've actually
what I did last weekend.
Gotten into some rhythms where I'm like noting what I'm doing during the weekend so that when I come here on Tuesday and you're like, what did you do this weekend? I'm like, bang, I got it right there. You know? Like,
yeah.
But like still, I think it's always like monotonous or you just like, you remember in that moment, but it was like not something worth talking about. You're just like.
She does worthwhile things
though. You do. Like I'm a loser compared to you.
No, don't say that.
Yeah.
No. I just don't remember.
All right.
I'm like drawing like a complete and utter blank. I'm like, that's interesting.
Did you have a good day?
Today has been a really awesome day. Good. First of all, the weather was amazing.
Yeah, big time.
After all of that rain, like, it was nice.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Almost 60
degrees. I'm outside a lot too, so I really do appreciate that. You know, when it gets a little nice for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Well, I'm excited to talk to DJ Y-Sham. I have millions of questions here. I'm worried we're going to have enough time. So we're going to get into that shortly. If you're tuned in on the broadcast, you can hear past episodes on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, or pretty much any other podcast app. We just dropped that Kay Watts interview today. G.O.D. is up and 150 other episodes. Before I forget, when this drops, it's going to be in the future, but currently today, Tayshaun Taylor's birthday. Shout out, Tay-Tay.
Happy birthday.
So if y'all didn't, if you're hearing this and you didn't know that, you're late. So hit him with the belated.
Tayshaun.
Say what up. I would recommend you subscribe, though, to get these new episodes right away. And then we can maybe eventually stop saying that. hit us up at LFOD Radio or LFOD Life on Facebook. And I don't know if you guys know this, but remember last week I was like, it'd be really cool if we got another patron between today and today. Shout out to 5-6. We got another patron.
That's nice. Dope.
And they hadn't even heard that episode yet because that just dropped this morning.
Dope.
So we got another patron. And what that did is it unlocked a new milestone. So we are now dropping bonus content, exclusive, patron only on the Patreon, patreon.com/LFODLife.
So.
The G-O-D one is up. The K-Watts one is coming. The Y-Sham one is on the way.
Hey,
she doesn't even, she's looking at me like, what a bonus content. So, and we've been talking about the Patreon. It's just patreon.com/LFODLife. In addition to the bonus content, you can get everything from stickers to patches, tees, hoodies, concert tickets. And we also last week just launched an artist grant, which I'm very excited about. Basically, I wanted a more, like, even more tangible way to, you know, give back from that. So we're going to do 10% of everything that comes in through Patreon every year. We're going to set that aside and give it to an artist voted on by the patrons. So y'all can pick an artist that you think deserves it. And we'll be giving that away. It'll be pure voting, pure in that mix. It might not be a lot to start, but every little bit goes a long way. And I could see it getting pretty big because, you know, maybe we can get some other people matching us. Maybe we can get, it's a lot of things. So in addition to helping, you know, be a part of everything that's already happening, you'll be able to every year say, okay, you know, I gave a little something to help this artist create. So very excited about that. And yeah, we're going to get into this shortly. We do need to shout out the record company. As always, for letting us use their space. We turn into a slightly bigger studio every time we're here. So it's been a real fun experience.
Thank you.
We're going to get into some music and we will be back with DJ Y-Sham. This first one is Zebra Cats In. You are tuned in to LFOD Radio.
I need room. Yo, ZK, drop the tune. When I'm locked in, ain't no stopping.
heading into the next year now? Besides Amanda Shay.
All right.
We set things off with new music from Zebra Cats.
You still probably going to do
that last one was DJ Shadow with Nas and Pharrell Monch.
No, I just always want to start off. I am thankful for life.
Artists, be sure to hit us with clean records at submissions at
LFOD. Always thankful for life, no matter if it's a good or bad day.
That's how we got all of those joints right there.
Could be sick.
And we are now joined by DJ.
Well, somebody is
Shan.
Not. I know that's all serious, but it's true.
No, happening.
How's everybody doing?
Good. Great. How are you?
I'm good.
I have a lot.
Gang, gang.
There it is. I was waiting for it. We have a lot to talk about. First of all, I guess we should talk about you two. The Why Sham Amanda Shay connection. So, you actually, around this time last year, listed Amanda as one of your top 10 favorite things of 2018.
Yes, and the Boston Hassle for it. Yes. There's a lot of people who has been influential to my DJ career, so.
Aw.
Yeah.
Right over there. Dope.
I like that.
So.
Love you, Sham.
Love you, too.
And she's been riding for you hard. We've been hearing about it.
Well, good. That's good.
Big facts.
So how long have you two known each other?
So spicy.
About 2 years.
Yeah. It feels like longer.
Did
but
we take a walk in the streets and the parks?
We
stuff?
Did.
Did we do all that stuff?
Strolling,
yeah. Nice. You know?
Yeah, I heard you hung out at Panera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Bread bowls.
Yeah.
Like real date stuff.
Nice. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to date the artists and the creatives.
Yeah.
Nah, intimacy is
literally
important,
you know? Some people gotta take that, like, you know, you gotta court your that's a deep court, yeah. Lord.
Ooh, court
share a common ground with your friends to connect with your work.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah.
Business wise,
right? Yeah, no, we're not starting any rumors.
That was
pretty
joke.
I'm just glad we have the camera now, so everyone can see A-Ball's little movements.
I'm a very body language type person.
Yeah,
it's weird that I'm actually doing like podcast type things these days.
We're gradually becoming a TV show, so
yeah, I like essentially speak with my body. So
I didn't catch that memo.
You don't see it?
No.
He was talking about hair and makeup last time. He wants people powder in his face.
No, yeah.
I did not say that.
You did. It's you'll hear it. I love the mics. So
powder in the face.
While we're on it, I'm going to flip that. And this is my new thing, is catching them off guard too. So being as it is Thanksgiving week, I was thinking we could talk about what we're all thankful for this year.
Yeah.
Not a top 10, but like, what are you thankful for heading into the next year now? Besides Amanda Shay.
It has to be one thing or like, okay.
You still probably are going to do like a bigger post, but like, give us a taste. You know?
No, I just always want to start off. I am thankful for life. Definitely. Number one, always thankful for life, no matter if it's a good or bad day. We're still breathing. Could be sick. We're still breathing. While somebody is not. I know that's all serious, but it's true.
No.
Yeah. We should value our lives.
The second thing I would say, what I'm thankful for is just having a lot of opportunities. And I don't care because it's already out there. This is not from DJing. I am thankful that I got to meet Megan Thee Stallion, and I'll just leave it like that. Only because it's jacked up, but sometimes people really gotta see you in a bigger light just to take you serious. And it took for a certain moment just for people to be like, oh, I know who you are now. So it's like, if you're gonna tune into that, then tune into all of my friends who I'm posting every day. So I'm fine with that.
Already?
That's what I'm thankful for. I'm not thankful for food because I don't know who's cooking yet. And not everybody can cook.
Oh,
so.
Is your kitchen clean?
Right. Is your kitchen clean? Posting on plates. Is the plates clean? I see a little dust.
Oh my God.
On the mashed potatoes. And it's white.
Like, swiping the edge of the
plate. That's not the cheese. At?
What about you, Amanda?
I'm thankful for Sham.
Okay.
This is us all the time. But we can be serious,
Can
be serious.
Deeper.
I'm thankful. Sham took my whole answer. Like, I'm thankful for life. Every day that, you know, I'm able to do what I do. I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for everyone that surrounds me right now with love and genuine love. I'm grateful that I'm able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I'm grateful and thankful. I don't know, for everybody, for everything. For I'm just in a happy space, like, nice. Period. Yeah. So I'm very grateful because I think, like, we always look at, like, stuff and how it could be bad. But, yeah.
Cool. Word.
Like, good to hear. Yeah.
So I think I'm thankful for, honestly, like, all the sources of positive energy in my life. Mm. I'm definitely thankful for my time in New Mexico this summer because... I constantly think about my, like, busy go-go-go lifestyle in Boston. And it's really, really nice to know that, like, even just in my memories that, like, I was in a place with, like, more tranquility than you could, like, possibly imagine, you know. When you're, like, really purely alone in the woods, it's a unique feeling. So I'm thankful for, you know, a time to be able to breathe. And I'm also definitely thankful for, like, all the sources of positive energy in my life, definitely back here in Boston. Got to shout out my puppy, because, like, puppies are literally only positive energy, well, more or less, unless they're hungry or need to pee.
They're just energy period.
Yeah, energy period. Yeah. But, you know, even with her, you know, like, vicious canine carnivorous teeth, you know, she's still awesome, you know. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for? Yes.
Thank you for asking,
Sam.
See, it feels nice to be asked a question before you answer it.
Yeah, definitely.
Got it.
No, it was nice to have it asked back to me, so I don't have to ask myself. Thank you. What am I thankful for? I guess I'm thankful for, first of all, clarity, and second of all, the opportunity to live a bit more, like, in alignment with how I want to be living and what I want to see happening in the world. And I'm thankful for everything and everyone that has come with it. And that is a part of the journey. And, you know, sees the vision, whether they see it or not, but, you know, that is along with, you know, this experience, you know. I didn't think of an answer before I did this, but I had a general idea.
I mean,
but I'm happy to be, I'm thankful that I'm moving the way I'm moving, and it seems like things are moving with me. You know, I'm not banging into walls all the time.
Nice.
So, but this is about DJ Y-Sham. So, you are hashtag your community DJ.
Yes.
And I was doing my Googles here. Just the sheer range. The sheer range of bookings that you have really stood out to me. I mean, from Isabella Stewart Gardner to the MFA, the Interaction Institute for Social Change, City of Boston Leadership Events, Queer Kitchen.
Homework, I need this list.
Are you actively seeking out such a variety of events, or are they coming to you at this point?
I would say it's 50-50. I try to steer towards community events and organizations or schools and stuff like that, because there's a need for DJs. I try to think out the box instead of going, I love the clubs, but I don't want to DJ at the club, but there's more room for other stuff going on out here. These events that you listed, they're sometimes small, they're sometimes big, so I don't mind that, but it's all community events. At the club, I don't really get that interaction to talk to people, but for some reason, at every single one of the community events I do, there's people walking up. Sometimes I let the people play with the DJ stuff. So people like that, not like a live setting, but yeah. Like, you know, like on a break or something like that, a kid will walk up. So it's more of like a heart to heart feeling and getting to know people.
That's so much more wholesome than a club.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just... It is. Like, has that actually happened? Like, a young child came up and was like...
All the time. All the time. Sometimes it gets a little tricky. Yeah. Could you just stop?
Once you start letting them play with it, it's very hard to take the toy away.
And then you just keep, the music keeps stopping and people are looking at you and I'm just like, I'm just trying to be friendly. And I'm like, all right, I can't let that have this happen again.
You're like, get this kid away from me.
But it's cute though. It's like something different for them. But we're talking about that. Like, I always tell a parent, if their kid is playing with the DJ stuff, go buy them one. That sounds crazy. I'm like, let me explain. That's the thing. Okay, so people look at it like, oh my gosh, DJing is expensive. It is. Yes. You know, if you want to do something, it's going to be expensive. You want to invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. But parents or guardians, I don't say parents, parents or guardians are buying their children toys and tablets, and it costs the same amount if you wanted to invest in. So why not teach my kids to invest in something that they can make money off of? Well, I wish somebody taught me how to DJ when I was 10. It would have been crazy. Right. What? A 10-year-old DJ in Boston? Come on now. Like, I would have probably been rich. No, I probably wouldn't. But,
probably would.
No, you definitely would.
So it's stuff like that. Like, we really got to think outside the box. Like, oh, it's expensive. It's not. We're investing that same amount of money into something else. Like, do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
$200 for a small board or a basic board is $100 on Craigslist. Sneakers for kids are $40. I don't know, whatever.
You could probably get like the app even at this point to get started. Like, there's
not want you to get the whole thing. No,
leave the face, leave the face.
Are you kind of on like a
at this point in 2019? I'm like, maybe when I started like a couple years, like 6 years ago, you could say like an app is good. Like, you know, you want to play around with it.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna take it seriously,
right,
might as well buy it all. Like.
Well, the thing is, consumer electronics have caught up with the industry one so much now.
Right. I mean,
from mics to lights,
everything,
cameras,
everything.
You always see ads.
Not cameras yet, but microphones and musical stuff for sure. Mm. All right. What's so good? The kids are out. I do like it. No, because it was...
The kids are out.
Yeah, yeah. I like checking out all the different events you were at because it's very... it's such a range, you know. Of institutions,
right.
Really, and then you're still like doing the hip hop stuff.
Right.
Which one of those has been the biggest like pinch me moment so far? Like, is this real?
Ooh, I don't know if I can say it. I don't know. It's an event. There's somebody who's running right now for presidency.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm not promoting them. That's why I was like, no, I don't know if I can say
the Elizabeth
name.
Warren.
Okay. So okay,
we're not going to discuss the politics.
Okay,
of it,
got you. So that was like a different experience, and it actually happened around this time last year, and. It's like, oh, a little DJ is DJing for a certain whatever who's representing the city, so that was kind of cool.
A big name,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Exciting.
Did she like your set?
Yeah, she she's actually more hip than I thought.
She is. What do you know?
I was like, how do I discuss this with them?
Nice.
I didn't think about that.
Some of them seem like they're faking it, but she seems to generally kind of know.
Right.
She likes DaBaby though over Snoop Dogg, I think she said.
Oh wow.
Oh.
See, I don't know.
Which is wild
because
DaBaby is filthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know what
here
I knew from last year. I know nothing.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So you never thought that would happen.
No. And then that was just a random. It's all about connections and networks, though. It's literally, I did a different community event for somebody, and they needed a last minute. I call myself also a last minute DJ. Sometimes I'm free on a Wednesday at 2 p.m., sometimes I'm not. And I was available. So I had to turn down a gig. Actually, Young and May. I was supposed to DJ. That's crazy. I was supposed to DJ for Young and May, like a set before in Lawrence that night. And then I had to pick which one I was going to do. And I was sad. But then I was like, something's going to happen. Literally, a year later. I met Young and May the other day. So, but like stuff comes back in full circle. So never be thirsty, people. Life happens on its own terms.
Yeah, sometimes you got to choose.
Yeah. I thought that was long. I was like, what am I talking about?
Nice.
No, you're good. You good, you good.
So I was curious about something. Mm-hmm. So I listened a bit to your Music to My Peers interview.
Oh.
I liked it a lot.
Nice.
But yeah, I was wondering about like how you move as a DJ to uplift the community. I know that you talked about that in their episode, and I was curious, like, is this like how much you charge, what gigs you choose to take, like how much deeper does it go? Like, what do you, instead of like just like being a DJ at a community event like you discussed already, what do you like
doing? You said a great thing. Actually, I want to up my prices.
Oh yeah, I mean,
so bad, so bad, so bad. Like,
everybody deserves it.
All right. And I say it, but then it's like every time I turn around, there's like somebody. So I originally started off like, you know, you charge $50 and you do a bunch of gigs for free. But then there's like a certain point that, you know, people have budgets and, you know, you're going to find a person to pay somebody else. So it's just like something has to be the deal breaker. But I would say that's one thing I do want to be true to. I never want to overcharge the people in my community because I know where I come from and we don't got it like that. Granted, not to DJs charge your prices. This is just me.
Right.
But I can't charge my friend $600.
Right.
Other folks who colleges.
I hope Elizabeth just came up off that bag.
It wasn't $600. It was nice. And it was well deserved. So it's like, you know, there's a reason, there's compensation for everything. But I just definitely can't see me charging $600 for DJing at your backyard party. Right. And I'm eating your food.
Yeah.
If it's good.
You said an important thing.
If your kitchen is clean. We got to get back to that too. Like, if your kitchen is clean.
You said an important thing though. Like, the first question is, what's your budget?
Mm-hmm.
And then you work with them from there.
Literally, all the time. I started flipping a question back to people. They're like, are you available this date? I'm like, okay, cool. After we're all cozied up and stuff like that. And I hope everybody is here. Like, when they see this, they can, I need my money.
No, DJs work hard. They have to get there earlier. Right. They leave later.
Leave later, setting up sound. Yeah. And that's the funny part too, I realized as the DJ, I'm like, they think you're like the audio person that comes with everything. And I'm like, I just came here to play music and y'all are lucky that I know how to do a couple of stuff.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I don't mind it depending on who it is. But then there's people who literally get mad that you don't have what the venue is supposed to have.
Right.
And I'm like, that's
all
not
of a sudden
job.
You're doing house sound.
Right.
And,
like one time I'm not even gonna say the name of the venue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But one time I had to take the cash register, the plug?
Yeah.
The power adapter to go plug in their stuff. So it's like you gotta make stuff work. But I didn't come here for that.
Beat Club Podcast. Right. Make stuff work.
Look at, oh yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah.
Has that ever been a thing? Like, where's the sound man? Like, you just had a job and they don't have one, or like they thought you were going to bring one?
80% of the events, yes.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
That's not good.
Me personally, it's annoying, but I also don't mind it because I'm learning how to work it myself. Mm. So where I'm not depending on somebody else and we're waiting like 20 minutes, 30 minutes or whatever like that. But then I also make sure I'm not like messing up your system and anything like that, where it's like, okay, cool, but I'm not gonna be waiting 30 minutes at a venue just for somebody. Like, give me a flashlight, we'll figure this out.
That's what's up. So speaking of all these events, you have two coming up.
Yes.
That luckily this is timed perfectly to promote. On December 6th, you have the Brandy Blaze release party.
Yes. Brandy Blaze, you got to say like Brandy Blaze.
Late bloomer.
Luckiest.
I don't have it right now. Oh.
We've got a
soundboard. I didn't bring it. We added new mics. I'm like adding things bit by bit.
Yes,
a lot of inside baseball happening.
Late bloomer coming soon, so make sure you're off.
So what's this gonna be like?
I can't tell you. You bought your ticket?
No.
Oh, come on now.
I haven't yet.
Okay. Did you buy your ticket?
No, not yet.
So if I tell you what's going to happen, you might not show up.
Well, okay. So someone who's tuned in, someone who's tuned in and is like, hey, I've been hearing things about this Brandy Blaze.
Right. I'm just gonna
what
make
is
sure.
the show? What's it gonna be like?
We got C4, we got T Lux, we got DJ Troy Frost from Roxbury, the one and only. T Lux is from the Cambridge area. C4 represents Brockton and Dorchester.
Optic Bloom.
I was saving the little, look at the bang, look at it, they dropped the track too, so I got it, all right, cool. And definitely Optic Bloom, so they are also up for BMA. C4 is up for BMA, so it's dope just to have a lot of people in a room. But shout out to definitely Optic Bloom, they have a new track that just came out with Cliff Notes. Yep. They got an album release too. But Brandy Blaze show is about to be crazy. We was rehearsing the other last night, actually. She's been working hard, not even just like right now, just over the course of years in her career. Yeah. So I'm just blessed to be looking and tag teaming alongside that, because Brandy's a blaze and a force within herself. So it's just amazing.
Have you heard the album?
Of course. I bet I have heard the album.
You gonna let any sneak peek there? What's that sounding like?
I'll probably drop Model maybe a little bit, but there's so many bangers on the album.
There's bangers,
like
though?
Literally every track. Word. You're not skipping the track after, unless you heard it like, you know, 20 times and you're like, all right, I want to hear the one that's my favorite, but yeah. You're not skipping it. The producers she has on it is awesome. Don't ask me what their names are. They know I love them, but it gets everywhere. Like, you know, it's a group effort.
That's why they put the tags.
Right. They put
everything.
The tag. Right. I'll be loving Spotify. I'll be looking through the little song credits like, boom. Okay. Bang. All right. Who do I need to look up on Instagram? Spotify be the trip. All these little credits. But it's going to be amazing.
Word.
And I just hope everybody tunes in, downloads it, keep playing it, and definitely come to the album release, because, again, I'm DJing. I'll let you know that. I'm going to do a twerk session. I'll let you know that. Yeah.
All right.
I want to let you know everything else. But I'll let you know. Okay. I'll have a twerk session. How about that? Yeah. Brandy requested that. So that's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll get some tickets sold.
Yeah.
And then
I expect to see you all on stage.
Oh, we will be.
Okay.
He just got done saying off air his hips aren't built for it.
No.
You don't have to twerk. You can get twerked on.
Oh.
Oh, now he's
look at the eyes.
Yeah. The eyes. Like, what?
That was on camera.
Okay, but like if there's a wall, a then we're set. Because I don't need the floor.
All right, calm down.
I'm just saying.
So then the next weekend. You got this Scope Plug event, which looks crazy to me.
Yes.
Fat Flea, Knuckles, Dizzy Left Lane, Plaid Finesse, Lord Jew, C4 again, T-Lux again, Splash Got 'Em. It's hosted by my guys, O-Fats,
yes.
Millie.
Gang, gang.
The Black Book Session, Community Pan. Like, that looks thorough as well.
The list is compact. December is just a heavy-hitting month.
Yeah.
As soon as it starts on Sunday, it's a heavy-hitting month, so the week just goes. And right now, just to support everybody, whether I can DJ 20 minutes, come back, yeah. Whatever it is, or a set. There's a lot happening. But shout out to them, because they had an event last week that I was at, and it was amazing, at the Dorchester Art Project.
That was my next.
Those are
my guys. Yes. Money has no owners. Because
yes.
I can tell you don't want to talk about the future, so we talk about the past.
Look.
How was that? Because I couldn't make it, but a lot of homies on that bill.
It was nice. I met Spenda, and he's dope. His sound is different. Everybody's always looking like, what's Boston sound? I'm like, Boston has so many sounds. Like, just check everybody out. Like, you're going to hear it here. And Spenda definitely has that true NSYNC different tone voice. Old school, but then still got the flow of, like, you know, it's just creative. I like him. I was like, not like that. Oh my gosh, everybody. I like him.
He's a cool dude for sure.
The music is good.
That was a good show, though. Good
it was
turnout.
Good. It was amazing. Yeah.
Word. Yeah, those are the guys. Almost none of those guys. We have like a couple old Spender records, but none of those guys send cleans. So like, it's funny. Like, those are, we rock with them, but it'd be hard to tell if you listen to the podcast. But.
And also, I don't mind talking about the future. There's just so many events that I don't know what's coming up. So you're telling me, I was like, yep.
Oh, you had it.
Yeah.
Well, the flyer's out.
So I just got that flyer.
Okay.
Literally.
About 5 minutes ago.
Seriously. Okay, and I didn't even know I was a part of it. So, yeah.
Oh, I just broke the news there. So, all right.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Yeah, look,
LFOD Radio. Yeah. We gotta run into this next song. So before we do, where can people connect with you for their last minute DJ needs or their future DJ needs and everything like that?
I would say always feel comfortable to slide in my DMs. If you say something crazy, I'll just delete you. But
fair enough.
But yeah. Where is the at?
Oh, at DJ WHYSHAM WHYSHAM. DJ Wysham. That's where you can find me. I would give you my Facebook, but I don't think you need that. DJ Wysham is the best place.
Instagram number one.
Instagram is number one. Facebook, weird. You got to be family and friends, like close people. I don't be accepting anybody on that.
I get some weird ones.
All right.
You know, people I haven't seen.
People don't even know my real name, so that's the funny part, so I don't care.
We'll keep that off air. All right. Well, we're going to play another record, then we'll be back with more. This is L'Orange and Jeremiah J. Behavior Report. You're tuned in to LFOD Radio. All right, we're back on LFOD Radio. That was Behavior Report. I tweaked the Frenchness of that name super hard. I'm not sure the exact pronunciation. We got DJ Wysham with us.
Gang, gang.
Gang,
gang.
We do.
So before we get into all the things, even more things you're doing, so we tried to get some dirt from Amanda.
They tried it.
Very difficult. But she dropped one thing, and when she first said it, it didn't really make sense to me. And then the more I looked up what you were doing, it started to make more sense. She said, you want to be the next DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was like.
You don't have to talk about it.
Is there more?
Care to say more?
Drop the mic. Elaborate.
Can you expand on that?
Yes, no, for real. So DJ Khaled, for a while before all that, what is it, his little another one before all of
climb
that
climb the mountain, like, they want to stop you.
I don't want to do that. Okay. But
before Snapchat,
right?
Pre-Snapchat. Okay.
Oh my gosh, he really was like taking over Snapchat though. With his
jet ski chronicles were amazing. It was so positive,
right? Yeah.
Hello, Lion. Lion. All right, so sorry.
So we love him. Okay, so we all get those. No. So DJ Khaled, he works with so many different artists, and it's not even working with. Like, I'm like, how does he get these three in a booth together or the studio or just somebody sending tracks if they're in that same state or whatever it is to create like great music? I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, but I love the collabs that he mixes with different people. He got Migos, like the Quavo, the Lil Wayne, like he does like different type of little mix-ups, and that's like recent because that's what people probably know more than his other stuff. But he brought up, I don't want to say brought up, but he helped out a lot of people just in like their just sound and the way they move. Ace Hood, I'm a big fan of Ace Hood.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. He still got music out like that, but
he's
fine. He's a good looking man.
But see, this is the content we can't provide. Yeah.
But
y'all definitely hang out. This is great. I love it.
But no, who else he had? Oh my goodness, Paul Wall. He had all those people, like everybody working. Holla at me, baby. Look at, we all take a bat, like Rick Ross. But can we get a Boston, New York, an Atlanta rapper or something like that happen? You never know. But can we do that amongst ourselves? I think we could, and it is already happening, but how can we just like take it up like one more notch? And I don't know what that means, but I need to go talk to DJ Khaled and figure it out. So
I think you got the right. Here.
Right.
It's like A&R, really.
Just right. And they trust him. they trust him a lot. Like, you even see, I don't know if y'all seen, like, the text messages that he released with him and Nipsey Hussle. Okay, so I'm going to be honest and really open. Like, it made me cry because I was just like, oh, wow. And I know he's not doing it for clout. I know he definitely had to get a clearance from the family and all the, you know, proper steps just even post something like that. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, a true bond that they made over a song. And then, unfortunately, what happened to him. But he really cares about the people he work with. Like, he's... another one. Like, literally. And genuine.
That's good.
So I just want to be like him in that way. But not saying another one. We'll get something different. I don't know.
Please.
Yeah. It's okay.
Keep that gauntlet on, you know? Like, I feel like I hear a lot of talk about, you know, just like the music industry, any film industry, anything. You know, my friend is out in LA right now. And he's just like, he's doing film industry stuff. And he's just telling me like everything is like, you know, a presentation, like even like the way you walk into work in the morning or something, you know. And I was just like, oh, I can't live around people who are just like constantly fronting like that. And I know that the industry isn't 100% like that, but you know, it's, you know, we got to have people that are bringing the real.
Word. So in 2016, so this is where it started making sense to me, kind of on that level, because you do so much to, you know, bring people together. So in 2016 you founded Bringing Back Boston in order to address trauma, mental and public health in communities of color. So I was wondering, how do you go about doing that? Because it's one thing to read that sentence,
right,
but another to do it.
It's hard. I've been slacking on creating events, but it's honestly just like connecting one by one. There's a lot of organizations out here for mental health. There's a lot of businesses, doctors, whoever it is, and people hosting events. But I don't like to just be throwing on an event just to be like, all right, here, let me get 100 or 10 people in the room and then just throw them back out to the wolves and stuff like that. When I'm going to host a Bring It Back Boston event, I'm literally finding like the therapist. I'm making sure it's like somebody who can talk to the person after. And these are like events. I hosted one in April, the most recent one. It was music and mental health, hosted by Hot Sauce, Danielle. Shout out to her. But
yes, gang gang.
Right? That's part of the look at.
It's family.
So she spoke on her lifestyle of dealing in the music industry and having mental health issues. And it's not even just like mental health, like, bipolar and stuff like that. You know, she has a kid. There's stuff that goes on. Get sick. Who's going to watch the kid? Like, you know, there's creatives here that living different worlds. So it's really just like finding the people who can connect with the people in the room and having that follow up. And that's what Bringing Back Boston is. Sorry, I'm slacking on the event to you all. Something's coming soon in April because I don't have time to plan nothing now. But.
Okay. Where do people find out about that so they can keep it on their radar?
So I actually just recreated, bought the domain and everything. It's Boston Got Next now. It was bringingbackboston.com, but I was like, that's way too long for people to be typing in, and I don't like typing that myself. So I was like, Boston Got Next is like quicker, and people were catching on to that with the shirts. So if you go to bostongotnext.com, there's a drop down that talks about Bringing Back Boston. It'll bring you to who DJ Y Sham is. It'll bring you to the past events, and then right now I have a Google Calendar linked that will start showing that all the events that we're a part of, and then the Bring It Back Boston stuff will be on there too. So
nice.
And Facebook. Ooh. Facebook, that page is actually somewhat active. I keep the Bring It Back Boston page active compared to anything else. So
community stuff is better for
right
Facebook.
Right. Like I post music here and there, but on my individual page, but when it comes to mental health stuff, like I'll just keep that separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
BostonGotNext.com.
Right.
Congrats on that.
Thank you.
I know that was a goal of yours.
It was. I've been telling people for 3 years, I'm going to take off, bring it back, Boston.blog.wordpress. It was so long.
That's
it's like nobody's going to remember that.
Evolution,
right,
though.
Right.
All right. We'll definitely include that in the description. People can just click right on it. So you kind of segued in the next piece, Boston Got Next. Mm-hmm. So that is, from what I understand, is like intimate listening sessions for local artists?
Yes. And then when it comes to that too, it just, I feel like with anything, you just got to be open to stuff that's happening in life. At this point, I feel like we started becoming like a networking, a branding type of folks. We haven't hosted listening sessions in the past like 5 months, but it kicked off because it kind of switched. People started liking the shirts more. That's what happened.
Okay.
So then I was like, which one am I going to focus more time on?
We've been down that road.
And it's like, huh. Artists, I love you all, but then let me see, you're trying to recruit, trying to find a time, trying to find a space. It's fun, but then I'm like, shirts are actually quicker. So
yeah,
we'll do that, and we'll start from the branding side and then start putting that out there. So right now it's just like, if you got an album or whatever it is, we'll post it on Instagram, try to promote that way.
Word.
Then we'll eventually get back into it, but I feel like there's no rush for anything. Well, on my end, because ain't nobody paying me to do nothing. So.
Word. All right, we got two more that we're getting this DJ set. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like itching for.
Yeah.
You do all, like, what drives you to do all this? Like, do you feel you need to? It's because it seems like you've created a number of different things with similar goals.
The only real drive I have is, I don't know, want to be different. Like, that's I literally just woke up one day and was just like, I want to work, but I want to like try something new. Like, how can I be creative and mix all these worlds together? And I don't work full time anymore. I work part time at different organizations, but I spend most of my time just in the community, just getting around. That's how I grew up. I grew up in the projects, shout them out. I won't say which ones, because, but when I grew up, literally, if your car was about to get towed, everybody's yelling out the window for you to go get your car.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
somebody's looking out for you. Your car's not going to get towed. Like, trust.
Right.
So now I just want to bring all that in. There's people doing music outside when I grew up and stuff like that. Granted, we was trying to sleep, but, like, this is the world I grew up in. So, right. It's just the motive. I don't know. I just love people. Like, I don't care if they don't love me. Sometimes I don't love them, but I love them. Like, that. You know,
maybe we don't like them, but we still love them.
Right. And I definitely want to see everybody just do good. There's just so much bad that has happened. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do we want more bad to happen? Or we don't need to create stress in our life. So I don't want stress in my life.
No,
extra. I'll say extra stress. It's just stress that comes just in general. But I don't want extra.
You're listening to Rosano Radio on